This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 29th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove of JLN. Options continue to lead derivatives volume uptrend, but quarter two lags FIA data shows. Global futures and options volume continued to trend higher in the first half of 2021 compared to both 2020 and 2019, with growth largely driven by options trading, according to Futures Industry Association data released late Tuesday. Exchange-traded futures and options volume was up 32.1% compared with the total logged in the first 6 months of 2020, with 28.9 billion contracts traded in the first half of 2021. Just over half of the volume in the latest period was in options, with 14.5 billion contracts, which represented a 50.2% gain over the number of options traded from January through June 2020. Trading volume in futures and options was down 5% in the second quarter compared with the first quarter, but is still on an upward trajectory begun in 2019, said Will Ackworth, Senior Vice President of FIA Publications Data and Research. Total open interest, regarded as a gauge of institutional trading patterns, hit 1.1 billion contracts at the end of the second quarter, unchanged from the first quarter of 2021. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the Hits and Takes section. FIA is extending the application deadline for the Innovators Pavilion and Pitch Competition at Expo this November. FinTech startups now have until August 6 to apply. You can apply with a link in today's newsletter. Economics editor Peter Coy has left Bloomberg after 32 years at Bloomberg and Businessweek and joined the New York Times as an economics writer. Coy is the author of many commentaries that have graced this newsletter with his enterprising subjects and elegant writing. I wish him the best of luck at the Gray Lady. What is the human cost of climate change? A new study referenced in a Bloomberg story says a warming planet means 83 million deaths from heat this century. Tony Crane is starting a new position as advisor Japan Market at European Energy Exchange AG. Previously, Crane was with FIA Japan, and he was an advisor to the Tokyo Commodity Exchange before that. I met Tony when he was at TOCOM, and I traveled to Tokyo for the FIA Asia Conference in 2008. That was the conference that was timed for the financial crisis meltdown. Sean Smith has left FTSE Russell and is now Managing Director of Derivatives Licensing at Qontigo, which is part of Deutsche Börse Group. Sean has worked for CME twice and now Deutsche Börse Group twice. ICE is looking for a Director of Events for NYSE. The Wall Street Journal reports we should brace for higher prices for ice cream, tequila, and bottled water. There goes my tequila sundaes. My good friend, the Reverend Jeff Gill, whom I met at Purdue at University Church when we both were student associates in ministry, has a regular column he writes for the Granville Sentinel. He wrote a column about our dinner in Granville, admiring the sunset and the evening setting upon us. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. The state of Illinois is proceeding with the first of its long-awaited series of dispensary lotteries today as scheduled, although the winners will not be awarded their license until after an August 9th court hearing on a lawsuit, WAA versus IDFPR, according to a report in the newspaper Grown In. A Cook County Circuit Court judge ordered the stay on the actual awards Wednesday in a ruling on the case. A separate separate federal lawsuit on the lotteries was filed by Sozo Health, a Michigan-based cannabis company, was dropped earlier this week. More details are available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First, a special notice from our friends at JPX. Launch of the new JGate platform, JPX will offer one of the most liquid derivatives markets in Asia. On September 21, 2021, Osaka Exchange and Tokyo Commodity Exchange, Inc., which is JPX OSE/TOCOM, will upgrade the JGate derivatives trading system. The new JGate is based on the Genium iNet trading system and will offer low latency and higher throughput for world-class trading performance, itch and ouch protocols, extended trading hours, and new flex derivatives and energy-based futures that will deliver a new era in trading convenience. To learn more, you can find a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The COVID virus is an ever-evolving threat. The constant march of variants shows how difficult it will be to beat, but the human immune system is a powerful defense. Early in the pandemic, scientists were uncertain about how quickly the new coronavirus would mutate. Since then, a steady stream of viral variants has dashed hopes that it might be a slower mover. The Delta variant, first identified in India, is now the dominant strain in the UK and is spreading rapidly in Europe and the US. Delta is much more transmissible than even the previously fastest spreading variant, although thankfully vaccines appear to be highly effective against it. My comment, it's going to take a lot longer than we all think to beat this virus. Here is a story from the Financial Times. Capitalists can play a vital part in saving U.S. democracy. Asset owners such as pension funds and university endowments must speak out against voter suppression. Can capitalism be made into a force to serve the greater good and solve society's most urgent systemic problems? As former institutional investors, we believe it is time for capitalists, especially asset owners such as pension funds, university endowments, foundations, and sovereign wealth funds, to stand up for democracy. My comment, this is a very old concept, the importance of property owners and democracy. But we all need to play our part in defending democracy from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Companies face the big work question: return to work or not? As fall approaches, employers find themselves retooling policies for hybrid, remote, and in-office work. 16 months after the novel coronavirus upended white-collar work, corporate America is moving toward a shift that's shaping up to be uncertain at best, or chaotic at worst. Vaccination campaigns are approaching their limits, and it appears COVID-19 will become endemic. That's led major U.S. companies to coalesce around September to put their new in-office hybrid or remote working plans in action, even as the fast-spreading Delta variant adds to the complexities. Beyond deciding where employees should be located, there are the thorny issues of maintaining culture, allowing flexibility, and updating policies so those already hit hardest by the pandemic, women and minorities, aren't left behind. Policies have absolutely not caught up with the reality, and we don't yet know what the reality is going to be, says Lori Bienstock, a director at consultant Willis Towers Watson. My comment, I think we should all invest in yo-yos, as this is going to be an ongoing issue, back and forth and back and forth. Here's another story from Bloomberg. China convenes banks in bid to restore calm after stock rout. CSRC meeting follows sharp drop in China's equity market. Investors have been spooked by crackdowns on education firms. China's securities regulator convened executives of major investment banks on Wednesday night, attempting to ease market fears about Beijing's crackdown on the private education industry. My comment, all is well. Here's some money. All is well. Here's a story from Insider. Dubai is using laser beam shooting drones to shock rain out of the sky. Dubai's National Center for Meteorology has found a new way to make it rain. They're using laser beam shooting drones to generate rainfall artificially. Last week, the country's weather service posted two videos offering proof of the heavy downpours in Dubai streets. My comment, why not try anything in order to make it rain where it often does not? Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Bloomberg's Credit Suisse Archegos inquiry rips bank due diligence. Second was the New York Post's how new CDC guidance could impede Wall Street's return to the office. And third was JLN's video interview, Ira Harris, Open Outcry Traders History Project. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.